after several hundred years, the Egyptians lost sight of both these meanings, and the picture, here's a picture of a little man with a saw, came to stand for a single letter, the letter S. A short sentence will show you what I mean. Here is a modern English sentence, as it would have been written in hieroglyphics. Here in the text you see a picture of a man's face, a bee, a leaf, another picture of a man's face, a man carrying a saw, and a giraffe. The man's face picture either means one of these two round objects in your head, which allow you to see, or it means I, the person who is talking. A, and here you see a picture of the bee, is either an insect which gathers honey, or it represents the verb to be, which means to exist. Again, it may be the first part of a verb, like become or behave. In this particular instance, it is followed by, and here is a picture of a leaf, which means a leaf, or leave, or leave. The sound of all three of these words is the same. The I, you know all about. Finally, you get the picture of a, and here is a picture of the giraffe. It is a giraffe. It is a part of the old sign language out of which the hieroglyphics developed. You can now read that sentence without much difficulty. I believe I saw a giraffe. Having invented this system, the Egyptians developed it during thousands of years, until they could write anything they wanted. And they used these canned words to send messages to friends, to keep business accounts, and to keep a record of the history of their country, that future generations might benefit by the mistakes of the past.